take that as a sign you didn't forget me then. Hey. Yeah, it's me. You still you? You sound the same. Can't use my six eyes over the phone, as much as I wish I could. Straight to the point. You left a shirt at my place. The red one. Your favorite. Yeah, you can have it back. Come and get it. I could just ship it in the mail, yeah. But do you really think I'd be calling you at 11 p.m. if I was going to use UPS? Come and get it yourself. I'm not a mailman. Cursing at me already? You always were quick to run your mouth when we were together, too. Always eager to tell me exactly how much you disliked every little thing I did. Shh. If I wanted to get an earful, I would have called Nanami. What? You think I called you just to come over? Use the shirt as an excuse? Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I did. Oh, come on. Don't pout. It won't be that bad. You get your shirt back and... You know you want to see me. I know it's been a year, and now I'm asking you to come see me. Is it really that wrong for me to want to see you? To talk? To figure out what the hell happened between us? I just want to see you, baby. I just want to speak to you in person. See your face, not your Instagram posts. I'm sick of hearing about you through Shoko. Fine. Don't come over. I always like this shirt anyway. It's a good color on me. For all your flaws, you do have good taste in clothes. I'm afraid I simply don't have the time to get the shirt to you myself, my dear. I am a very busy man. I'll text you my address if you need it. It has been a year. No? That's what I like to hear. See you in 20? I changed the locks. You know where the key is, don't you? Good.
Gotten prettier since I last saw you. Hey, I'm just stating facts. Don't gotta be so grouchy. I'm too close? I disagree, sweetheart. I don't think I'm close enough. Plus, you had a piece of hair in your face. I'm helping. Hmm? Why? You don't like me touching you anymore? What? Don't tell me you forgot how much you like it when I touch you. I remember when you would melt into my arms when we were together. How many nights do you think we spent together? As close as we could possibly be, hmm? Without an inch of distance between us. But... yeah, right. Let's talk. That is why I invited you here, isn't it? Silly me, I almost forgot that. I guess I got a little excited seeing you again. After you. So, are you going to start talking, or are you going to keep looking around my living room like you've never been here before? Oh God, I forgot how irritating you are. Oh come on, you know I'm right. You're still as stubborn as ever. Look at you. Your face still gets all red when I provoke you. It's like nothing's changed at all. Isn't that right, babe? I told you already. You're here because I wanted to see you. Your face in front of me, not just your Instagram profile. Yes, you did block me, but you didn't block Yuji, and he trusts anyone with his phone. There you go again, getting all pouty and angry at some little thing. Fine, you want me to cut the crap? You want me to tell the truth? It's been a year. And I can't get you out of my damn head. I think about you all the time. It's driving me absolutely insane. Jesus. It's gotten to the point where I can't even sleep at night. All I can do is replay everything in my head, over and over again. Your face, your mannerisms, your annoying little habits, that damn smirk. Kept me up so many nights that Shoko noticed the bags forming under my eyes. What's with the look? Don't believe me? Yes, I broke up with you. I recall. I was there, remember? If I remember correctly, you were the one that wanted a break. I only delivered the final blow. Oh, really? You had a good reason? And what exactly was that? Please, enlighten me. More? You needed more from me? More attention? More date nights? What exactly did you need from me? Me? You needed me? God, you really couldn't see how hard I was trying. To keep you safe? To keep you happy? It wasn't exactly easy balancing being the world's strongest sorcerer and your boyfriend, you know. I'm a busy man. You know that. You can't seriously be saying you wanted a break from me because I couldn't take you out on dates every weekend. I have responsibilities to uphold within the sorcery world. Those old geezers aren't easy to please. Yeah? I'm stubborn. Sure. And I should have guessed you'd still be as emotional as ever, even after a year. You're just not gonna look at me now? Why not? Is it that hard for you to look at me? Okay. Don't look at me. What kind of question is that? I asked you out in the first place because I was stupidly in love with you, you idiot. I thought I could make it work. I was convinced I could be what you needed. I wanted that. I wanted to be what you needed. I wanted to be yours. I wanted you to be mine. I wanted us to be happy. What do you mean, and? And what? What do you want me to say? You want me to apologize? Is that it? I'm sorry. I am so sorry for not being there for you. For putting sorcery first. For making you feel neglected. For hurting you. Say something, please. God, I know. I know I made you suffer. I could tell when I looked into your eyes how much you were hurting. But that pain goes both ways, you know? I hated every second of being away from you. Every night. It wasn't easy for me either. Why did I take so long to end it? Like I said, because I was stupidly in love with you. I didn't want it to end. I was trying to make it work, but the more we fought, the more I could see the pain I was causing you. I couldn't bear the thought of being the cause of your misery. So, I convinced myself that ending it was the best solution for both of us. No. I mean... Yes, I mean, I don't know anymore. Part of me thinks it was the right decision. We were just torturing each other near the end, but... Part of me thinks it was the worst mistake of my entire life. Every day I regret not trying harder. I regret giving up. I regret not being there for you when you needed me. So, I guess, no. I don't think it was the right choice. Not anymore. Hey. If I could go back in time, I would do things differently. I would be there, right beside you, every goddamn day. I would never let you feel alone or neglected ever again. I'd do... Fuck. I'd do anything to fix the things I broke between us. If you'd let me. Shit. I'd sacrifice everything. I'd give up every ounce of power I have, every position, every responsibility. I'd give it all up because I still love you. Yeah, I mean it. Every goddamn word. Please. Please say something. You. Do you really mean that? Say it again. And when you do, there's no going back. So only say it if you really mean it. God. I never thought I would get to hear you say that again. Hey. Stop thinking. Yes, you are. You're thinking. Stop it. I know. There's no reason for us to have it all figured out right now. But I want you to know that I have zero intentions of letting you go again. I won't make the same mistake twice. I swear. On everything I am. I've missed you, you know? I've missed you so goddamn much. Yeah. We can just stay here for a bit. I've got nowhere else to be. I'm all yours. Let's just lay here. Come here. You want to watch a movie or something? Or we can just talk. You're staring at my lips. Is that on purpose? Trying to tell me what you want from me? You keep looking at me like that and I won't be able to control myself for much longer. Like you want me to kiss you. I know that look on your face. These eyes. Those lips. I can sense what you're thinking without you even uttering a word. Now why would I give you what you want when it's so damn fun to tease you like this? Of course I want to. More than anything. But I like seeing you desperate, begging for me to kiss you. It's cute. It's fun. But I suppose I could give you what you want, since you want it so badly. Shh, don't fight it. Just lean back. God, having your body under me again, I miss this. Don't worry. I won't leave any marks above your uniform collar, but everything else is all mine. You have no idea how long I've wanted this, how much I've craved the taste of your skin. The feeling of your body against mine. God, you're so damn beautiful. Every inch of you. Stay still. This shirt is in my way. Much better. Now I can see you. All of you. Just the way I remember. And somehow, even sexier. You like my hands on you, baby. I won't leave a single inch neglected. I swear. I'm gonna make you feel. Love, of course. Pleasure. A part of me wants more. Part of me wants to fucking break you. I want to touch you all over. Feel your body quiver under me. Hear you gasp for more. Let me give you what you need, baby. Just let me touch you how I know you like. God, don't do that. You don't know what it does to me when you touch me like that. No. I never want you to stop. Keep touching me like that, baby. Drive me crazy. I can barely keep it together as is. God, don't stop. I need to feel you. All of you, your hands on me, your body against mine. I need you so damn badly. You have no idea what you're doing to me, do you, baby? The way you sound, the way you feel. I'm seconds away from losing my goddamn mind. And when you grab my hips like that, shit. I can't take this anymore. Bedroom. Yes, now. Then I'll fucking carry you. Let's go. Right now, baby.